Hello and thank you for downloading Sporting Witness from the BBC World Service. I'm Simon Watts, the editor of the series. One of our highlights this year was the story of Ndip Akem Victor, a former defender with the Cameroon national side who played in their remarkable victory over Maradona's Argentina in the 1990 World Cup. Alex Lars spoke to him.
It was my first World Cup in my life. Me playing against Maradona, to me, was a dream come true.
In June 1990, Ndip Akem Victor was a central defender in Cameroon's national football team. Cameroon were to play the reigning champions Argentina in the opening game of the 1990 World Cup being held in Italy.
We knew we are playing a powerful country, the country we took the World Cup before in 1986. So they are coming to defend their World Cup.
The legendary Argentine forward Diego Maradona was the star attraction. Few gave Cameroon a chance. The night before the game, Ndip tried to put such thoughts out of his mind as he relaxed in his hotel room in Milan.
You know what happened? They started showing Maradona on TV from childhood, all his matches that he has been playing until the last match he played with Napoli. My roommate was watching. I told him to switch off the TV around 10 p.m. that I want to sleep because the match tomorrow is a tough match. He was there. He was afraid. I told him there is nothing that you should be afraid. Switch off that TV and let's get a sleep. We'll get enough rest. Tomorrow we'll think about it. We'll go to the pitch and we'll see what was going on there.
Cameroon's preparations for the tournament had not been good. After a disastrous African Nations Cup campaign months earlier, many had written off the West African team. To get them back on track, they had been sent for grueling pre-tournament training in Yugoslavia. But there were arguments between the players and the National Federation over money. Some refused to train. And there was disquiet too when the country's president, Paul Biya, decided that the 38-year-old semi-retired striker, Roger Miller, be included in the national squad. But with just days before the opening game, the players made peace.
In that evening, before everybody would take his room to sleep, we prayed over it. All of us, we prayed and we asked God to help us, to help Africa. And that is what we did. When we came in the stadium, you know, we had that fear in us. The one thing Roger Miller told us, that Maradona is not dangerous. The dangerous player is Caniggia. Ah! Everybody shouted, well, Roger, what are you saying? Maradona that everybody is afraid of. There's somebody else that we are dead now. So when they said it, I told the boys, I gathered them. I told them that the football is round. The pitch is flat. So let us go inside the field and play.
And play they did. To general surprise, Cameroon were the better team. Argentina looked listless. Tackles flew in, especially on Maradona. Ndip got a yellow card after just 20 minutes when, while trying to reach a bouncing ball, he managed to plant his studs into Maradona's shoulder.
Yes, but I did not do it willfully. I really told him sorry. I'm very, very sorry for that. After about 10 or 15 minutes, do you know what I told him? Diogo, I'm not a professional player. I'm an amateur player. That is your side. Go and play around your centre side. When you come to my side, I'll kill you. He looked, he said, oh, wow. Look at this small man. This young man is saying that you'll kill me. I said, if you come, I'll kill you.
Then in the second half, with the score still 0-0, came the real drama. First, Cameroon had a player sent off for a tackle on Caniggia. Despite this, just minutes later, Cameroon took the lead. A header by the Cameroonian striker Oman Biak slipped under the Argentine keeper and into the net. The stadium, Italians and all, went wild. Ndip, though, had other things on his mind.
Every time that we score a goal, I don't rejoice. The other people, they rejoice. I always advise them to come back and let us concentrate. One goal is nothing. We need a lot of concentration now.
And they did defend their lead. But with just minutes remaining, Cameroon had another player sent off. The Argentine striker Caniggia had broken down the right. He escaped one attempted tackle, then a second by Ndip, before being sent flying by the Cameroonian defender Massing Benjamin.
Massing collided with him hard. It was hard. That was a serious, huge foul. And that is why you saw the red card. The shoes, the boots went out of his feet.
Was there any instruction?
No, we had no instruction. Nobody gave us a special instruction to handle Maradona or Caniggia. You know, in football, there's any way you can win. So we tackle hard to intimidate them. Can you imagine? About three-quarters of the players were amateur, home-based players.
Yet Cameroon held on to win 1-0. When the final whistle went, what was going through your mind?
I was relieved. I had a deep breath. Wow! Playing with Maradona for 90 minutes is not a chocolate. It's not a chocolate.
Well, I'm football crazy, I'm football mad. Football is the nicest game that I have ever had. I wanted the Cameroon to win the World Cup, but they put Africa on the football map. Pam, pam, lick a shot if you love the Cameroon. Pam, pam, lick a shot if you love the Cameroon. Pam, pam.
My president was there. The president of the Republic of Cameroon was there, Paul Biya. All the other presidents, 10 round, shook hands with Paul Biya. That, congratulations. That is the moment when I saw it. I said, wow. So Africa, Cameroon can do something to put Africa somewhere in the world, in the world of football.
Pam pam, lick a chat if you love the Cameroon. They used to say that Africa not a no footballer, and all they used to have is long distance runner. But the football world start respect Africa since Cameroon come as the big time.
At the time, it was considered one of the greatest upsets of the World Cup. Cameroon proved it was no fluke. They beat Romania and then Colombia with goals from the 38-year-old Roger Miller to make it to the quarterfinals, only losing in extra time to England.
Before going to the World Cup in England, we did not count ourselves going to the second round. Please, we did not. But when playing, we started enjoying winning. The victory was just coming, flowing.
What was your homecoming like?
It was marvelous in Cameroon that day. All the 10 regions in Cameroon, there were people in the airport, hundreds of thousands of people in the airport. You can't imagine us. You can't imagine. They put us in, they make military parade. We climb on the military jeep, moving around the whole Yaoundé. And we were received in the Unity Palace. President gave us medal. He started with Roger Miller right down to the last person. He knew all our names.
Cameroon's performance in the tournament was heralded around the world. African football was finally recognised as a force to be reckoned with. Now retired, Ndip Akam Victor has a farm in southwestern Cameroon and helps to coach his local teams. But he will forever be remembered as one of Cameroon's glorious, indomitable lions who lit up the 1990 World Cup.
That edition of Sporting Witness was written and presented by Alex Last. It was broadcast earlier this year as part of our World Cup coverage. For our complete range of downloads and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.